Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday and welcome to the Early Edge. It's a bright, sunny day where I am. Hopefully it is the same for you. I see everybody in the chat, Capper Taylor, Mark Thomas, CID, Nick Castrucci, Jason Pogwist, James Valdez. Thanks for being in here. Thank you for hitting the like button. Let's take a look to see how we did yesterday before we bring in the stars of the show. All right. Well, it's a winning record, 3-2. I missed mine by one stroke. Now, mine was a plus 140 play. Let's not forget that. We miss it at the very end. And I'll say this. From the early wedge, I also had Alex Noren, first round leader. He ended up in that second place tie. He was one stroke away from being in a first place tie with Matt Wallace. So we came very, very close there. But I've got a couple outrights from the early wedge that are in contention, namely Minwoo Lee. But let's turn the page to Friday, to right here, right now. You know, we pick up the energy just a little bit on a Friday. Let's bring him in. It's Big Pick Energy Friday. Let's go. You know, listen, I always start the Friday shows with, by the way, anytime Danny's on, like, I get in Rocky mode a little bit. Like, I feel like that guy, after he watches any of the Rocky movies, he wants to go out and like punch a bag or pick a fight with somebody. But Chip, I want to pick a fight with you because, listen, I had my espresso. I say this all the time. Right before the show, I have a double espresso. It really gives me that pick me up, whether it's a Friday, Monday, or otherwise. But not everybody has had their double espresso or their morning coffee. If you don't mind, how about a little Chip Me Up?
Yeah, sure. Good morning. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Danny. Good morning, Buckets. Good morning, Jake. Good morning, Early Edge fam. You know I'm fired up because the NHL finally told us when we're going to get game one of them Canes. It's going to be on Sunday. I am ready to go with some round two plays out there for golf. And I am just telling you.
Do you believe?
Yes, I do. We got some winners on deck.
That was amazing. Impeccable timing, Chip Patterson. By the way, Mark Buchholz says this might be the most appropriate comment I have seen as it relates to Chip Patterson. He says Chip lives his life like he is permanently in the school section of any college football game, and I'm here for it. That's fair. Absolutely brilliant. I absolutely love it. That's the energy I want to match each and every day, but I know I can't do it. Buckets, you're looking good. You're looking fresh. You're looking healthy. You're looking 98.6 as opposed to 101. You must be feeling good today.
See, I'm feeling great. I want to take a real quick second to shout out one of the greatest footballers of all time, an absolute legend for Borussia Dortmund, Marco Reus, announced today that he will not be extending his contract with the club. He has been the definition of club loyalty. He's been with them since 2012, over 400 appearances, an absolute legend. Maybe he's not leaving the game, Sia, but is taking a much-needed break from his current club.
All right, fair enough. That's interesting news. By the way, we've got some people in the chat. No McClure reading hour today from Matt, and then CID, he's dropping an M2 pick that is in the chat. So check that out because M2 is on something. And by the way, we've got some sports line picks in baseball and NBA on today's show. Danny, before we get to the official soccer picks from Buckets, you're here. It must be fight night tomorrow night.
UFC 301, Rio de Janeiro. The UFC is back in Brazil. It's kind of like when the Knicks are winning, it's good for basketball. When the UFC is in Brazil, it's good for MMA. So I'm really excited for this card on Sia. On Saturday, see ya.
By the way, I'll say this. Mikey B, Mike Barner, he tweeted out right after the Knicks beat the Heat, or when the Knicks-Sixers series was about to happen, he tweeted out how much he loved the Knicks. I quote tweeted it. I said, I love the Knicks in the series as well, and I got a lot of hate from Philly fans. So I'm not going to tweet back at them. I'm above that, but I do want to say to you Philly fans out there that hated my tweet, hey, what's going on? How are you this morning? All right, Buckets, let's start with some soccer. We got some golf to cover. We got some UFC, like Danny just pointed out. Of course, we've got soccer. We've got NBA, MLB. We're starting off with you like we always do. What are the soccer plays today?
All right, Sia, this first play, my one of two, I just want to say right now, everyone and their mother is not going to like this play. But the good news is I am not everyone, and I'm sure as hell not anyone of your mothers here. Listen to what I'm about to say. Luton Town versus Everton. Luton Town over 1.5 team total at +120. I am fully aware that Luton Town is a bad club. That should not shock anyone. But you cannot say that Luton Town has not been one of the most entertaining and just amazing clubs we've seen out of the newly promoted squads here, the Premier League. They've conceded 77 goals this season, so the defense is just non-existent. But 48 goals scored is what catches my eye. They scored 2+ goals against Aston Villa, against Spurs, against Man City, against Chelsea, against pretty much everyone. This is a team that just doesn't play defense, but their foot is on the gas 24/7. And they're currently in a relegation battle. They're sitting at 25 points. They're 18th on the table, which means they have to get to 17th to survive. And they're 1 point behind Nottingham Forest. They got to go for goals here. Expect a Carlton Morris masterclass as Luton Town do some serious damage at +120. And then for my second play here, I'm going to the Portuguese Primeira matchup in a bit of a tricky matchup. It's Morleans taking on Vizela. And Vizela is frankly just a tough team to watch right now. Vizela is bottom of the table, only 4 wins over 31 games. They have conceded 63 times and are the only team in all of Portugal scoring less than 1 goal per game. But the power, the fear, the desperation of relegation is enough to make bad teams great here. Vizela is not winning, but they're scoring goals recently. This is a team that is consistently losing 4-1, 3-1, 2-1. But the thing that matters is that they're getting that one. Both teams to score at -110 against a Morleans side that their season is pretty much over. They can't get a top European spot. They can't get relegated. This team is already trying to think ahead to what they're going to drink tonight at the bars after this game. They are going to be distracted. So both teams to score at -110 is an absolute treasure here, Sia.
Wow, an absolute treasure. Also, an absolute treasure is me going to try to pronounce that second game during the recap screen. I'm not even going to attempt it now. I just know it's going to be a disaster in approximately 12 to 13 minutes. All right, let's get to a couple of sports line picks because we've got some playoff games tonight. And I think one of them, I'm a little surprised at the line, frankly. This one's courtesy of the maestro, Larry Hartstein. Magic at home against Cleveland. Now, there are some injury issues, so that does explain this a little bit. I like the Magic in this one, too. So does Maestro. This one's at 7 o'clock tonight. Magic -3.5. I believe this might be at 4 in some places. Maybe Maestro will jump into the chat. Either way, I kind of think 4 is a pretty good number on this one as well. Magic at home. This probably gets settled in Game 7 over in Cleveland. The next sports line pick is Jordan Hicks over 4.5 Ks at -139. Now, this is a special treat because this one is supported not just by AMAX, but by Prop Stars as well. This game is at 6:35 tonight. There is a game that I kind of like tonight, but it was only a lean, so I didn't give it out. Maybe I'll tweet it out later today, or maybe it's a first five, so maybe I'll tweet it out as opposed to putting it on Sportsline because we're still trying to work out the kinks on the first five lines there. But again, Jordan Hicks over 4.5 Ks is the second of two Sportsline picks. Again, that one's supported by Prop Stars and AMAX. If you want to make this bet, I know one place you can do it. You can do it at BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, we got to get to my golf pick, Chip. We got to get to your golf pick. Danny, we got to get to your fighting picks. But before we do any of that, one quick message from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's been a plenty of golf talk in the chat, by the way. Check out the picks in there. I'm seeing Big Cheesy, a Banquero over 24.5 points is a play from him. Gipper's Picks has some UFC plays. Check those out in the chat. And again, if you haven't hit the like button, please do that. Okay, I've been talking a lot over the last few minutes, so I'm going to keep my take really short. I'm not targeting a three ball here, although there were some in the chat. The Keith Mitchell one in the chat from David Talk. I do lean that direction towards Keith Mitchell, but I'm taking Matty Schmidt in a head-to-head -120 over CT Pan. I went into this tournament really liking Matty Schmidt. I played him in a few DFS lineups. He almost made my top three DFS plays on the early wedge. Either way, I like him over CT Pan. CT Pan has been relatively solid this year, better than I think people anticipated, but I think this is a much better course fit for Matty Schmidt. And frankly, when you look at the metrics yesterday, they were good and bad for both of these guys. I mean, you can make arguments for both of them in a way against each other, but I'm really not looking at round one as much as I'm looking at what I thought coming into this tournament. So give me Matty Schmidt -120 over CT Pan. And by the way, if anybody has a Minwoo Lee update, let me know. I want to see if he's crawling up the leaderboard continually. All right, Danny Brasco, Gipper's Picks, just put some UFC picks in the chat. You've got some UFC picks and you've got the floor.
Thank you very much. See, a shout out to Gipper's Picks, always putting some useful stuff in the chat. I liked everything he put in there too. And let me give you my takes for UFC 301, the main event. Flyweight title is on the line. Alejandro Pantoja looking to defend his 125 belt against Steve Urseg, a guy that was ranked number 10th, skips the line in front of a lot of other contenders, but I think it makes sense. I think he's ready for his title shot. And I think the wild card steals it here in Rio de Janeiro from the Brazilian hometown favorite. I'm going with the dog in the main event, Sia. Give me Steve Urseg +165. He's a hard-nosed fighter from down under, and he's just the most normal-looking guy. He's sort of a people's champion, right? He's like the guy you would rent your DVDs from or like IT support. But the guy has a hard-nosed style. I mean, all of a sudden, he's turned into a pretty solid boxer. He's got good technical boxing in the pocket. I like the way he keeps distance at range, and he's just like a gritty guy. He can get into those nasty exchanges and come out on top. And we've seen in a lot of Pantoja fights, he throws these winging shots and sort of relies on these kind of wild scenarios where he's a little tougher and stronger than his opponent. Pantoja is, of course, known for his grappling savvy. He's a jiu-jitsu master. And he was able to beat Brandon Moreno and Brandon Royval, two great contenders, twice. But I think those are guys that he already had their number. I think Urseg, the wild card, with a grappling pedigree and background himself, brings in sort of some unknowns to Pantoja that might catch him a little off guard. I like Urseg's cardio, too. And I think in boxing exchanges, he's got the edge. If he can stay on his feet and prevent Pantoja from taking his back, I like Urseg at +165, a good deal. So I'm going to take the dog in the main event. I was going to give you guys another underdog, but the weigh-ins just happened. And William Gomes ended up overcutting to 143 pounds. I was going to give him out. He was +145. He went all the way down to -105. But now the weight cut looks really weird, so that fight might be canceled. Just a quick note for anyone who's reading my Sportsline articles. I'm going to move past that instead, pass on that, and give out a Brazilian parlay. I'm going with three fighters, Ismael Bonfim, Mauricio Rufi, and Vitor Petrino. All Brazilians, I think, are going to get it done. Bonfim fighting a 41-year-old Vince Pichel. I think he's going to have a huge speed advantage, probably crack him on the feet. Rufy is fighting a guy in Jamie Malarkey, who's 29 years old, but more like going on 40 with all the damage he's taken. Rufy's a slick kickboxer with a swagger to his game. I think he gets it done. And then on the main card, Vitor Petrino taking on an aging Anthony Smith, who I think might be towards the tail end of his career. Petrino too strong and too explosive. He'll get past Anthony Smith however he chooses. Give me those three Brazilians. We get a plus money tag. I don't love the three-legger, but we got to plus money, and we're taking some Brazilians in Rio. So yeah, let's cash on UFC 301.
All right. Absolutely love it. And love the update on the weigh-in as well. Buckets, I was going to go to you. I see your reaction.
Oh, I'm shaking. My hands are shaking. I'm getting anxious here. Danny, love you. Respect you, brother, more than anything on this planet. Yeah, kind of. But, listen, I've got a rule with my showdown. Sometimes I'll put a lot of research into it. I'll look at your plays and say, hey, maybe I can find a nice, sexy little angle. Maybe he's missing something. Doesn't happen often with Danny. But sometimes all I got to do is look at the nicknames of the fighters. Steve Astro Boy Urseg versus Alexandra the Cannibal Pantoja. You're telling me you're not backing the Cannibal against Astro Boy? No disrespect to the 1950 Japanese illustrator Osamu Tezuka there for making Astro Boy. But come on, he is outclassed through and through. You got to take the Cannibal in this matchup, Danny. I know he's a heavy underdog, so I'll do you one favor here. I'm not going to take the -225 money line. That is not fair. I will take the Cannibal by submission in this one if you're down for a little bit of showdown action here.
Wow, very oddsmakers actually have this at over under 3.5 rounds. Pantoja's never been in his career before, and Urseg is a pretty hard-nosed dude himself. So I will take you up on that. Snake, play the music. It's gonna be a showdown.
I mean, okay, first of all, the showdown itself is a little bit surprising, but Bucket, sometimes you pull facts out that, like, I don't understand how you, like, the illustrator, the creator of Astro Boy in the 1950s, like, is that a real thing?
You've never heard of Astro Boy? If this helps you, he was originally called the Mighty Atom before that, if that changes anything.
Oh, I thought it was Rocket Man. I thought you were talking about
No.
Okay.
It changes absolutely nothing. The only Astro I know is from the Jetsons. You have to be old enough to get that joke. But Astro, I believe, was the dog on the Jetsons. Buckets, do you know who the Jetsons are?
I don't know who the Jetsons are. I know who Elton John was, though. I know who Elton John was.
Very impressive.
He is. Right. He's still with us.
The ranges that Buckets' knowledge spans are just like so hard to predict. He knows some obscure niche fact about this, and then he doesn't know, like, the football team that plays in Denver or something like that, you know?
That's right. And Eric David, thank you for confirming Astro is indeed the dog on Jetsons. Great cartoon back in the day. It was very ahead of its time, if you will, kind of predicting the future where we are right now. All right, Chip, we want you to predict the future. You've got a golf pick for us. I believe it's a three ball, and there are a lot of golf picks in the chat that I've noticed, but we want to hear yours.
All right, we are going to go with hunger. Hunger. We are going to go with bounce back. Bounce back! Because we are taking Chesson Hadley plus 150 against Ben Martin and Callum Warren. So, Chesson Hadley was in the depths, right? He had a pretty good fall, had a couple top 10s. Like, things are moving in a good direction. He's not going to recapture his peak from, like, you know, 2017, 2018, but he's still a very competitive golfer on the PGA Tour. And then he goes out and miscut at the Players' Championship, miscut at the Valspar, miscut at the Houston Open, miscut at the Valero Open. Obviously, he's not going to play in the Masters because of his form and his ranking. He's not going to be playing in the elevated event that was up at Harbortown the week after that. So this is really his return. So last week with Grace and Sig, they pair up and go finish T8 at the Zurich. And that's thanks to 65 on Saturday, 66 on Sunday. And that shows me that things are starting to get back in the right direction. You know what else shows me Chesson Hadley's got in the right direction? First in the field in strokes gained approach, third in the field in strokes gained tee to green. And if anything is going to get better, Chesson Hadley historically is pretty good with the putter, better than field average. And so when I see things are about level in the putting, when I see that he missed what should have been an easy par putt on the par 3 17th, I see opportunity for more growth there. Ben Martin had a pretty good, pretty good round. Nothing really that stood out one way or the other. He did hole out on the 16th. If you're looking for a place where there might be, not repeatable skill, Bell coming back for round two. So as Chesson Hadley, after all those missed cuts, it looks like he has returned from a couple weeks off to regain some good form. Loved what I saw from him in terms of that iron play. So let's take him plus money over Ben Martin and Callum Tarrant.
You know, you point out something really interesting about Ben Martin chipping in on the 16th, because a lot of times we're not able to watch all the golf, right? And we go
check that play by play.
Exactly. And we look at the strokes gain metrics, and we look at, and I don't know what his strokes gain metrics were on approach yesterday, but we'll look at Ben Martin, and clearly he would have picked up a ton on that chip in. And it's like, it's very misleading, right? Because we don't expect, those are very random events to chip in from however long out. So that's a really interesting thing to point out. And by the way, Chesson Hadley, when he gets that swagger to him, and it doesn't happen often, but when he starts playing well and the putter starts to fly, he has that walk to him, like, I'm going to beat everybody on this course. Now, he never does, but in this case, he just needs to beat Callum Tarrant and Ben Martin. I think at plus 150, this is a great pick.
Yeah, I love hearing your endorsement there. This is an afternoon. They'll be teeing off, I think, around like 150, 210, somewhere in that afternoon window. So you got a little bit of time to get on it, but I think that he, after a lot of frustration in late March, early April, it does look like he's coming back with some good form. And like guys like Chesson Hadley need to play well and have good finishes in events like this that don't have the big dogs, because that's how you stack the money. That's how you stack the playoff points that can be able to give you a shot later in the season.
Yeah. Sites 501 says Chip can sell me on any play. Chip, that's dangerous. You have that type of power.
The R and ROI is for recreation, baby. We're just trying to have some fun out here.
Sell me this pen, Chip. Sell me this pen.
No, I'll tell you what you did with that pen. Hey, like, I don't want to derail us too much, but I saw earlier when Sia said, this pick is backed by AMAGs and Prop Stars. Danny starts riding and I start riding too. And I noticed that both of us were like, okay, all right, over 4.5 strikeouts. Got it.
Go on.
Yeah. We're just sitting here taking notes, just like everybody else in the early Edge fam. When you've got the star power that we have here on the Early Edge, I have so much respect for what everyone else does in all their sports that when I hear some of that sell, I'm like, well, all right, I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got to give the chat credit too, because there's so many people. I saw Jason Pogwist with a pick. I mean, obviously Bradley Jacobs, Big Cheesy, Matt, all of you that, and by the way, if you don't put in picks, that's cool too. But I know a lot of you do put in picks, and a lot of you are really sharp in there too. So we're trying to build a community, not just with the personalities and cappers on this show, but with you all as well. So we really appreciate everybody being in here, being a part of the experience, asking questions, putting in picks, whatever you do, hitting the like button, retweeting us on Twitter, things like that. That is all incredibly helpful, and we really, really appreciate it. All right, let's take a look at the – oh, Buckets, go ahead. Before we look at the recap screen, go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, I just can't help but notice that nobody wrote anything down when I gave out my amazing Morleans versus Vizela pick, Danny, Chip. I just
– you're right. You're 100% correct.
I don't write in that language, unfortunately. I don't know
those characters. It's difficult. Now that you mention it, that's a great defense, Danny Brasco. You should become an attorney. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen. Buckets, Luton Town, team total over 1.5 at plus 120. Morenzi and Vizela, both teams to score at minus 110. That wasn't that bad. I've got Matty Schmid this afternoon, minus 120 over CT Pan in a head-to-head matchup. Brasco, Urseg, Moneyline, plus 165 in a Moneyline parlay at plus 104. Bonfim, Rufi, and Petrino. Okay, that is the Moneyline parlay at plus 104. So many plus prices here, folks. Keep that in mind when you're placing these bets. Chesson Hadley plus 150 over Ben Martin, Callum Tarrant. That's this afternoon's three ball from Chip Patterson. And the sports line picks, we go to the NBA playoffs. Magic minus 3.5 at home against Cleveland. That's minus 120. And Jordan Hicks over 4.5 Ks at minus 139. All right, Moshi said it best. He said, let's get them, guys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a great Friday show. Let's hope we cash more tickets than not tonight. We've got a lot of picks, a lot of plus money plays. If we cash a lot of these, we are really going to be ahead. Let's be ahead on a Friday. Let's stay positive, and let's have a great day and a great weekend. Of course, you'll see Mackenzie Brooks and I believe AMAGS and maybe Sniper tomorrow on the Early Edge at 10 o'clock in the morning. But for the here and now, we are out of here. On behalf of Buckets, on behalf of Chip Patterson, Danny Brasco, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and nines and tens. This is the Early Edge. Happy Friday, everybody. I am the counselor. We rest our case.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying.
Up to hour more.
It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount+.